Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. We're pleased to welcome to our program today from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey and Allegheny Counties, the Extension Agent for Family and Consumer Education, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
I trust you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are.
I am indeed. Always, always, Carmen, a pleasure to talk with you, and got some good stuff to talk about this week. First of all, let's mention that March is Living Well Month, so that's kind of cool, and I'd like for you to talk to us today, Carmen, about what the Cooperative Extension does to help our area folks to live well.
Well, when we think about Cooperative Extension, there are so many different components to our organization. There's something for everyone. We have information for children and youth through our 4-H program. We have information for families who are concerned with gardens and yards. And then in the Family Consumer Science area, we help families learn how to prepare food. And we talk about food safety and budgeting and raising children. So there's just something for people of all ages at Cooperative Extension.
You know, when we say living well, we don't think about all those. It takes all those things combined to make that happen, doesn't it?
And that is correct. And during Living Well Month, we actually have some tips that maybe will help families think about ways that they can live a little bit healthier, not just during March for Living Well Month, but all year long.
Well, I hope, Carmen, that you are here today to share some of those tips with us.
We are going to try.
Okay. What's on the agenda?
So the first thing when we think about living well, and this is probably one that most people would think of, is to have some sort of physical activity. Children need at least 60 minutes of physical activity most days, if not all days of the week, and adults need about 30 minutes of physical activity. And with the time change, that makes it a little bit easier to get outside in the daylight in the evenings and be physically active, doing something in your yard or just taking a walk or riding a bike. But this cold weather that we've been having has made it a little bit more challenging for individuals to get outside and get physical activity. So there are things that we can do inside as well. And it might be just turn on some music and dance. You might want to close your blinds. Your neighbors might think you're a little crazy in there. But it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to stay warm on some of these cold days, as well as to get in some physical activity. Cleaning house can even be part of your physical activity if we're scrubbing floors or vacuuming. So it doesn't have to be something that you're actually going to put on specific clothes and go to a gym. It can just be things that we can do at home. So take a bike ride, walk around your neighborhood, start thinking about planting a garden, getting your soil ready for that. For those kids, though, you might need to be a little bit more creative. So could do an obstacle course, or you could get out maybe some of those things that you have in your garage that kids haven't played with for a while. Hula hoops, pogo sticks, jump ropes, things that they can get some activity into their day.
Great ideas. What do we need to do to stay hydrated?
Well, after we've done all that physical activity, we definitely need to be hydrated. Sad to say, a lot of us don't drink until we're thirsty.
Right.
And at that point, we're already starting to be dehydrated. So we need to think about consuming plenty of water every day. The average human body is more than 60% water. Water is found in our muscles, blood, brain, bones, every place in our body. It helps every living cell's process and chemical reactions. It transports nutrients and oxygen. It has so many important jobs. And when we think about a lot of individuals really aren't consuming water when they're thirsty, they're drinking soft drinks or fruit drinks, other liquids that have a lot more calories and things that we don't need in those drinks. So just stick with water, and that's a great way to be hydrated.
And don't wait till you are thirsty. That's an important, another important aspect.
That's true. We've been doing some flavored water with some of the children that we've been working with. It can be as simple as just slicing up some strawberries or other berries. You could put lemons, limes, oranges. Put it in that water, put it in the refrigerator, and let it sit for a while. And the water has flavors from that fruit without having all the extra things that we get from some of the purchased drinks that we sometimes are more likely to consume.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's with the Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service. March, of course, is Living Well Month, and we're talking about ways to do that. Let's move on. We've talked about the exercise and making sure you stay hydrated with water. I would guess, Carmen, that what you eat is vitally important as well.
It sure is. And we need to eat lots of healthful food. So fruits and vegetables definitely fit into that plan. And fruits and vegetables of lots of different colors. Most people need about 4.5 cups of fruits and vegetables each day to meet the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And we can drink fruits and vegetables, but we really prefer eating those. So instead of having that orange juice, maybe have an orange. Cuties have been one of my favorite things the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
We just carry those around, and it's like an instant fast food.
Yeah.
Bananas, any kind of fruit is great. And when we think about how we can fit those into our day, we can incorporate that into our breakfast. We can use it as a snack. We might eat some raw vegetables at lunch with some sort of a dip,
mm-hmm.
maybe have some apple for dessert. And then for dinner, try steaming some vegetables or maybe have a fruit parfait with yogurt for dessert. So just think about ways that you can try new fruits and vegetables and incorporate some of your favorites into your regular meal plan as well as for your snacks.
Are there any places that we can go to get some tips about this? Maybe to see some things in writing?
You sure can. ChooseMyPlate.gov is a wonderful website. It has lots of great information and practical tips. And there's things on there that will make eating fruits and vegetables, as well as just having a healthful diet, a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is Carmen Long with the Cooperative Extension in Surrey and Allegheny County. It's March's Living Well Month. We're talking about ways to do that. Next on the agenda, Carmen, is one that I'm 100% in on. Talk to me about the importance of reading.
Well, a lot of times we talk about our kids need to read, but that's something that we need to do our whole entire lives. Just keep learning. So read, read, read. Go to the library, mm-hmm. check out books, subscribe to magazines, read newspapers. It's just a great way to keep your mental stimulation flowing throughout the year, regardless of your age. So keep on reading, and it just makes life more interesting when we read.
Absolutely. 100% in agreement there. Every library in town, I'm on a first name basis because I use the library a lot because I love to read. And it is very stimulating. Yeah.
And, you know, I was one of those kids that my mom had to make go outside and play because I wanted to just read. So my kids, sad to say, didn't inherit that love quite as much as I did. They enjoy reading now, but that was a little bit more of a challenge. So if you have problems getting kids to read, maybe read with them. That's
mm-hmm.
a great way to do some nice family time as well.
And to think about things that would interest them, that would encourage them to read, too.
That is so true.
Some other things we can do to help us live well, stay healthy, would be what, Carmen?
Well, when we think about other activities that we can do as a family, 4-H is a wonderful example. And at our websites in both Surrey and Allegheny counties, we have lots of information about upcoming 4-H and youth development events. It won't be long until we'll have our summer programs. So those are great ways to get kids involved in life skills, things that they will benefit from forever. So it's always interesting just to see what kinds of things are available in our own local communities. And when we think about our opportunities, as I mentioned earlier, through Cooperative Extension, look for upcoming gardening classes, mm-hmm. information that we have on healthful living and nutrition and food safety and food preparation. One of the programs that we have coming up the end of the month, actually on March 26th, we're doing a freezer pleasers class in Surrey County. That's kind of a new thing that families are enjoying. We are going to actually prepare 5 different freezer meals that individuals will take home and freeze. And then when they need a quick meal, they can pull one of those out and thaw it, put it in their slow cooker. And when they come home from work, they'll be ready to go.
Oh, that's a marvelous idea. Also, tell me about maintaining a healthy home. What does that mean, Carmen?
Well, that's part of living well. So we need to make sure that our smoke detector is working correctly. And with the time change that we just had, that's always a great time to check the batteries mm-hmm. in your smoke detector and your carbon monoxide detector. If you've not checked your home for radon, that would be a great thing to do. And even something as simple, but sometimes we get busy and forget, we need to clean and vacuum regularly. That
mm-hmm.
helps to reduce any allergy triggers in the home. And this time of year, allergies are a problem with lots of us. Think about keeping our medications locked up and safe so we can avoid accidental poisoning. Also, our cleaning agents. There's been a lot of promotion in the last few months about the detergent pods.
Right.
Things that you put in your dishwasher as well, the dishwasher pods. A lot of times I think individuals just store those under the kitchen sink, and that would be maybe an easy access for someone who has a small child to reach in there and get something that maybe looks colorful and interesting,
sure.
But definitely is not a toy. So
absolutely.
Make sure you keep all those detergent pods up high and away from little ones.
I also found interesting, you mentioned in the materials you sent me about the family finances, how important they are to keep in check.
Well, if we have trouble with money, we are probably not going to feel too well, and you're going to be pretty stressed. So if we can keep track of expenses, keep a budget and try to stick to that budget. One of the areas that a lot of individuals spend a lot of money in and maybe not even realize it is eating outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
All those little snack breaks, fast food lunches, they all add up. And so if we can plan more of our meals to eat at home, and when we're planning our grocery store trips, make sure you look at those Wednesday sale flyers that come out. You can save some money if you buy things that are on sale or in season. And then to think about ways that we can incorporate foods in multiple meals. So we're not really going to call it leftovers. It's more of a planned over. So you maybe cook a whole grill full of chicken on the weekend, and then you freeze it, which you're not going to eat at that particular meal. And then you can pull that out as needed. It's not really leftover chicken. It's just pre-cooked chicken that you can use in a variety of different recipes to just make that meal much quicker and easier on a busy evening.
You have been talking to my wife, haven't you? We do that all the time. It really is great, and such a time saver when you're both busy and you get late and you're tired. You know, pull out what you've already cooked. You're in good shape.
It just makes life so much more pleasurable.
Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today. Hey, Carmen, we have Easter coming up, and I know when we think about Easter, we think about Easter egg hunts, and how about if we just talk about eggs in general? You have some information you can share with us today about that?
Well, it's interesting. The dietary guidelines that have recently been reduced do feel that it's, you know, fine for people to eat eggs. At one point, those were kind of limited, but we're back to eating more eggs. And in fact, in 2017, Americans ate more than 2.7 trillion eggs.
Wow.
And that's actually around 230 million dozen eggs were sold. So there are lots of eggs that are being eaten, and eggs are a great source of protein. They're fairly inexpensive, and you can do a lot of different things with them.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to say that I ate my share in 2017, and I will again this year.
Typically, eggs increase in demand around Easter time. They actually increased almost 2% in the last statistics. So not only are we eating them all year round, we're also eating more of them at Easter. And the Egg Board has some great information on their website as far as ways that we can decorate eggs in lots of fun ways. So that would be another great family opportunity.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. They want any information about anything we talked about today, they can contact you or the office. How, Carmen?
Yes, we'd be happy to share information on anything that we've discussed. My phone number at the Surrey office is 336-401-8025, and my number at the Allegheny office is 336-372-5597. And one quick thing I would like to share when it comes to eggs, I've actually been steaming eggs instead of hard boiling lately, and they seem to peel really easy.
Really?
So I thought that might be something that we could share with our listeners, and it might give them a new way to cook some eggs and maybe eliminate some of the stress of having eggs that just don't peel.
Yeah, so you steam the egg then.
Yes, yeah, so we only put about an inch of water in the pot and bring that to a boil. Put the steamer in the pot and add maybe 6 eggs in there in the steamer basket.
Yeah.
Cover the pot up and let it cook for about 12 minutes. Maybe a little bit longer than that if you have extra large eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get the eggs from the pot, you're going to put them straight into a bowl of ice water or cold water, and that's going to help the egg to stop cooking. And then you can peel it under running water, and it's amazing they peel so easily.
Wow.
No chunks of the white stick to the shell, so it just makes it a lot easier if you're going to use those eggs, especially for deviled eggs or something that you might want the egg to be intact.
Yeah, what a clever idea. That sounds terrific. See, just one more reason I love talking with you, Carmen. We always get some fun facts and some great information.
Well, there's just a lot of good stuff out there, and we're happy to share.
Carmen Long with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey and Allegheny County. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure, and look forward to the next time.
Thank you so much, Danny.
And thanks, folks, for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.